You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serve its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up a knock. Speed grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire and a fire representing seven games in the government for hire at a combat site. Left the West coming in a hurry with the Furies breathing down. Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself, churn. Locking in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive, centering, light a candle, light a motor, step down, step down. Watching heel, crush, crush, uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear, a tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Everybody, it's about 7:04, 7:05 on this Monday night. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Mark, and this is the Soundtrack Show right here on The Hawk. And I'd like to appreciate, I do appreciate everyone who does listen, check out the show periodically, follows me on Facebook. That's cool too. If you want to do that, that's fine. I, again, appreciate that. I'd like to get the word out of the show and the work I'm doing. And, yeah, just search for The Soundtrack Show on The Hawk on Facebook, and you'll find my little page. Shoot me a message. Post something on the wall and say, hey, I like your show, and here's why I'd like you to play a song or two from this movie. You tell me your favorite movie, I'll be happy to hook you up. Anyway, we are in a state of flux. Who the hell knows what's going on? We've got a pandemic going on. We have... arguably unstable president in the White House who's on his way out, and I don't know, I'm the water cooler talk at work. I work in construction during the day, so we're still able to be at work. But the water cooler talk goes back and forth between Pence is running the show now, and that Trump is locked away and only comes out to say certain things that he's been told to say. And I don't deny that's probably somewhat true. Or that he's going to flip out on the 19th just before Biden is sworn in, and he's going to ask for the football from the Secret Service guys and hit the button, and then someone may or may not confirm the order. One never knows. Hope not. Hope that saner and stronger heads prevail. Well, who knows what's going to happen. So my point is this. The world's messed up. The world is effed up royally. Not to say that Canadians are perfect. I mean, we don't have access to nuclear weapons, but there's a lot of people upset with Trudeau. A lot of people happy with Trudeau. Somewhere in the middle. I think I'm somewhere in the middle. But either way, I don't do politics usually on this show. I don't try and dwell in negativity. If you've heard me before, you know that I try and celebrate happy vibes, happy thoughts, or spin things in a funny way, even if they're not necessarily funny. So, for example, off the top, we're at REM, End of the World. And I actually did not play the Great Big Sea version. I do like both of them. I just thought I'd go with REM. Many movies and TV shows have had that one on there, so that kind of qualifies. But I figured it was a good place to start. And so what we're doing tonight is music from comedy movies or comedic songs. So you'll hear some Weird Al and maybe a couple of other fun things along the way. And most of the movies I'm playing stuff from tonight are from the last few years. So I know I tend to dwell in the 80s because I'm 47 years old. So I hit grade school and high school throughout the 80s. And it tends to be where my musical tastes lie, I'll admit. But I'm trying to do something a little bit different tonight. Granted, a lot of the stuff I'm playing probably will be back from that era, but not all of it. Most of the movies are from the last couple of years, though, so let's have some fun. Starting with this one. This is a lot of fun. From the soundtrack to Good Boys, which was a very funny comedy, and a bunch of guys in middle school talking dirty, as you remember talking dirty yourself in middle school, the stuff that my daughter pretends that she doesn't understand now. I always find it funny when my daughter's 13, so we're watching a movie or something, and then someone will say something racy, dirty, or joke. And I'll catch her trying to stifle a laugh because she gets it and she wants to pretend that she doesn't. And I find that funny. It reminds me of when I did that as a kid. I knew my parents were pretty cool and they let me watch that stuff. But I didn't want them to know how nasty the conversations were at school that I learned stuff from. Of course, the difference is they have the internet now. Back in the day, if we wanted to know something dirty, we had to try and get that one friend who looked over 18 who could go into the store and buy us a Playboy or find Grandpa's pile of swank and Penthouse letters underneath the table. It's a funny story. Maybe I'll share that one a little bit later. In the meantime, we'll start it off tonight with the Chakachas, that's it. And their version of Jungle Fever. And this is the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Aye, ay, qué fiebre hay. No, 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 ay, ay.
Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel it. you understand. Girl, your love for me is all I need, and more than I can stand. Oh, well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much, girl, you're so unreal still. I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? Cause you're blowing my mind. I get the same old feel every time you're here. I feel a change, something moves. I scream your name, look what you got me doing. Darling, I ain't got enough for your love, babe. Oh, no, babe. Girl, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know why. Can't get enough for your love, babe.
Late great guru of love, Mr. Barry White. You know, he's responsible for half the births since 1978. I think Gene Simmons is about a quarter of the rest of them. And that comes to us from the soundtrack to the film Good Boys, released 2019, and it was very funny. Very dirty, but very funny movie. And I enjoyed it. I recommend it highly. Great tunes in there, too. All right, this one is, this next couple are from Deadpool 2. So, comedy, but action, and just awesome all-around movie. And, yeah, it's a little Cher from the closing sequence when Deadpool gets access to a time machine, which is probably not a safe thing for the rest of the universe. If I could turn back time, soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
Go Dolly, 9 to 5, from the Deadpool 2 soundtrack. Okay, I said off the top I was going to tell a little story, and this is absolutely 100,000% true. I remember the first time I think I took my wife, when we were dating, to Christmas dinner with my grandparents. And so my grandparents, a couple aunts and uncles, my cousins are all sitting around. And we're enjoying our meal, having a great time. And we're starting to, well, actually, we're not quite enjoying the meal yet. We're getting ready to enjoy the meal, which means that our dining table, we had to pull it apart and put the leaf in. And I'm sure you're familiar with that. You have the big panel of wood that goes in the middle to make it longer. So I get on one end, my uncle gets on the other side, and we pull the table apart to put the leaf in. As we pull it apart, we notice there's something that's in the cavity between the table and the mechanism that holds that you pull it apart with. And it's a stack of porno mags of Swank and Hustler and all the really nasty ones that belonged to my grandfather. So when he came back into the room, as we were all laughing, wondering what we were doing, he turned four shades of red, and it was very funny to see. And from that day on, we've all just laughed at it. I'm pretty sure someone shared that memory at his wake, so we had fun with it too. So, Ralph, wherever you are, thanks for the memory there. Okay, moving right along. We have a couple from the film... it's a lost story. I forgot what I was going to say. I Feel Pretty, the Amy Schumer movie. And again, very funny, a couple of years old, lots of fun. And this is Meghan Trainor with Me Too, and you're listening to The Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Lucky not, love me not, love me not. Been wishing for you, I'm a lucky not.
What Lovers Do, Maroon 5 featuring SZA. Yeah, I got that right. I looked it up first. And that was also from the soundtrack to the film I Feel Pretty. And I do feel pretty this morning. And I say morning because this is, what, day 864 of the lockdown. And I am once again recording this show from my little bunker, my fortress of solitude, my basement, as the school facilities are closed. So I do look forward to getting back in there. I always enjoyed doing the show live. Because every now and then people call in and say, hey, or say, help me, I'm acting crazy. I'm paraphrasing. But I always have fun with it. You never know what's going to happen with live radio. And which is why part of the reason when you hear me gaff or pause or something, I don't edit it. I record my show live to, they used to call tape, but now live to MP3. So that's what I do. Just like, so you get the live experience without me being actually in a studio when you're hearing it. So you can't call up with requests that are live. That's the one downside to it. Because every now and then someone will call up and say, hey, I hear playing this theme and I hear something that you haven't considered yet. And I love doing that. I love interacting with people. So to that end, find me on Facebook. Look for The Soundtrack Show on the Hawk and shoot me a message or post on the wall and say, I haven't heard you play anything from this movie. This is my favorite movie and there's some great music on it. And I'll be happy to take care of that for you. In the meantime, you'll have to deal with the noises. Phones going off. My dog barking as someone walks past my front door. Or every now and then you might hear the laundry machines going. Either way. Moving along, there's a couple coming up from Game Night from 2019 again. Jason Bateman. I love Jason Bateman. I've been a big fan of his since I saw him on sitcoms in the 80s. He was a lot of fun then and just all the way through. He's grown up very well on TV and movies. He skipped a bunch of years before he suddenly got popular again. So good for him. Good for him for taking care of that and getting back into the limelight, as it were. So, from Game Night, it's Lil' Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, on The Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Good time, having a good time. Shooting star leaping through the sky.
good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
now. Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Yeah. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload.
Thank you.
April Wine and Roller coming to us from the soundtrack to the film Game Night. You know, I don't know about you. I always get a little bit proud when I hear some old, it's not obscure, but a great classic rock tune that happens to also be Canadian in an American film. It's just fun for me. It's like when they play Rush in there, but everybody loves Rush. Anyway. A couple here from The Disaster Artist. Now, The Disaster Artist is a documentary about the making of the film The Room, which is arguably one of the worst movies ever made. And while it started off, I think, as unintentionally bad, the original creator has embraced the badness of it. So it was doing the tour of the midnight movie showing. You know, it's much the same way that Rocky Horror did. And James Franco decided he wanted to make the version, make the documentary version of it, where he tells the whole story about this guy and his movie. And it's just, it's interesting and very well done and very funny. Also currently streaming on Netflix. So if you haven't seen it yet, totally check it out. And from The Disaster Artist, it's one of my favorite 80s tunes. This is a great melding of rock and metal, rock and rap. It's epic with Faith No More. And this is the Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk.
So sweet, but it makes baby.
Vibrations, Marky Mark, and the Funky Bunch, a.k.a. Mark Wahlberg. I remember from the late 80s, early 90s when they were popular. My name is Mark. Everyone went, hey, Marky Mark, where's the Funky Bunch? It got to be a little bit old really quick. But hey, it's still nicer than a lot of things people could have said to me, so I don't mind. I did promise earlier to do the Little Weird Al. This one comes to us from the soundtrack to the film Johnny Dangerously. Great Michael Keaton film. Totally check it out if you can. This is The Life. This is the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk. Friends, tonight's show has been all about, I wouldn't say feeling good. I'd say something to laugh at in the face of the crap storm that is all happening all around us. Whether globally or in your life, all you can do is laugh at it. Do what you can to control what you can and live with it. You can drink your sorrows away. You can eat your sorrows away. Not putting down either. Do we need to? You do you. All I'm saying is try to look on the best side of life as we take it home with a little Monty Python. So until next time, have a great week. Be excellent to each other, and we'll see you next Monday. Night, everybody.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Aim.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. Piece of spit.
when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come from nothing.